Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
So much to get to. What is popping in pop culture today, Brat?
Well, Bennett for the sequel has a new cheerleader, and wait till y'all hear who it is.
Plus, we know Oprah loves Duchess Meghan, but is another Markle beefing with her?
And later, Andrew Freund talks to Salma Hayek about her new movie, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Now, Sherry and Portia are out, but Heidi and Frankie will join us later. But Brad, darling, honey, is Wendy Williams' baby just turning into the Bachelorette?
Well, Gary, it seems like your girl Wendy is living a bad life, as a single woman should. Last week, she had comedian Gary Owen on her show, and they later shared some laughs and dinner together in NYC. Then, Wendy shared this post after Lamar Odom won his celebrity boxing match against Aaron Carter. Lamar Odom is the man. He spent time with me after his win. He put this belt on me and commented on my small waist in a very good way. He was very wanting to take a shower. He left my suite, I got a car, and fell in my fortress bed at 4 a.m. Ooh! Now, Gary, who should Wendy give a rose to? Number one, Gary Owen, or number two, Lamar Odom, or somebody else?
Let me tell you something, Brad. I think, really, it should be somebody else. We're going to add another person. Now, first of all, I mean, I love Wendy. You know how much I love her dearly, honey. But she shouldn't give a rose to Gary Owen because Gary is going through a turbulent divorce right now with his beautiful wife, Miss Kenya. So he does not get a rose. She shouldn't give one to Lamar Odom. I love Lamar Odom as a person. Mm. But, you know, Lamar is a former addict and Wendy is a former addict. And two addicts just don't make it well.
Ooh. So maybe they could be strong together, though, Gary. Maybe they could be strong and supportive and help each other.
I don't know. And I would say another person, but then the other person, she shouldn't get one to him because he's married. She loves Head Crack. She can't get him none. He got a wife. So I think Wendy should just stay solo and continue flirt with all the men that come on her show, girl, and get her man that way. Do like I do. Get your pickup order, bitch, and call it a day.
Blocking today brought to you by Gary with the T.
Yes. How you doing?
Well, somebody was super excited that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together, and their name is also Rodriguez, right? Oh. Now, obviously, it's not A-Rod. It's J-Lo's mom, Guadalupe Rodriguez. Mm. Now, Ben and Guadalupe were spotted in Vegas together last week filming for an undisclosed project, and a source told People magazine, in the past, Jennifer's mom and Ben were very close. Guadalupe loved Ben. She was sad when he couldn't work things out years ago, and she's thrilled that they're back together now. So, does this sound like a typical Latina mom, Chewy?
Yo, man, if you know Latina moms and the way they navigate, getting their approval is, like, number one. If you get that seal of approval from a Latina mom, you're in, like, Flynn, like, run with it, because they will let you know if they don't like you, they don't want you with their son or their daughter. So, Ben, you are blessed, brother. You have the seal of approval from a Latina mom. You are good to go, brother. You can do no wrong, Ben. You can do no wrong, man, so
it's
go ahead.
Same way from a black mom. If the black mom like you, you got a couple of few extra points, you know, to get back in. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now, Chewy, when you was out there, like, dating heavily, how many times did your mom say, I don't like her, mijo? Did you get that a lot or no?
She told me once, she said, my mother, and I quote, this is exactly what my mother says, and she is a good Christian woman. She said, I don't want that hoe ever coming back to my house ever again. Oh. I remember she said that once, and I never brought that girl over ever again.
You bet you bet not.
Moms be knowing, yo. They be knowing.
All right, y'all, honey. It's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Yes. And today, y'all, we got, honey, Miss Tracee Ellis Ross, y'all. And I'm just so excited her mom, my queen, y'all, Miss Diana Ross, honey, is giving me an early birthday present. Yes, she is, honey. Now, she has a new song called Thank You. Yes, honey, and it's coming out on June the 17th. So mark your calendars, y'all. June the 17th.
Gary, how is this about Tracy and you making it about Diana Ross? Can you please get back to the matter at hand, please?
Right?
Please and thank you.
It's from the same womb, honey. But anyway, y'all, Tracy, honey, who's 48, y'all, posted a bunch of pictures, y'all, in a lovely, honey, floral bikini with the caption, Salt. Just think about it, y'all. So is it a thirst trap, y'all, if she's feeling salty?
Yes. Tracee Ellis Ross knows what she's doing. Every time she posts a picture, she know people be checking out and we be watching.
That's
so,
why
the trap is open.
Because she know It's a thirst trap, and she was thirsty, and she making y'all thirsty. She knows what she doing.
But my question is, it's like, she's 48, y'all. I don't see 48 anywhere on her body, y'all. Like,
what is she her doing? Mother, honey. Who is her mama? Miss Ross, baby.
That really don't matter, Gary, because some of Miss Ross's other children are a little different than her, so that don't matter.
That is the most political thing I've ever heard anyone say ever. Like,
okay.
Wow.
They're different. Miss Ross's children, no.
I'm not talking about them. I'm just saying their bodies are built a little different than Tracy Ellis. Well, that's all. Right. No diss.
Okay, right. Let's be clear.
Okay, well, it looks like Thomas Markle is at it again, y'all. And this time, he's coming for, guess who, y'all? He's coming for Oprah, y'all. Oprah, the big O. In a new interview with 60 Minutes Australia, Thomas is claiming Oprah is using Meghan and Harry for clout. Wow.
No, sir.
I think Oprah Winfrey is playing Harry and Meghan. I think she's using them to build her network and build her new shows.
His ass, honey. How dare he say that about Oprah?
Gary, this is your family. You are a member of the. You are a member of the family of Sussex. How do you feel about this? Do you agree, man?
First of all, I think he needs to sit his butt down, honey, because yes, Oprah is using them, but it's still for a good thing, though. Yes, she got to put them out on TV, honey, and get her ratings. I'm not mad at Oprah, but honey.
And are smart, too, Gary. They're smart, too, because what better person to do an interview with than Oprah if you wanted to be larger than life? So they're benefiting from each other, in my opinion.
And he better have done that interview in Australia, not in the U.S., baby, because we would have got him, honey, as soon as he walked out of the studio.
Okay.
If Thomas Markle don't sit his Captain Kangaroo looking ass down somewhere. Like, every time we hear from him, he has something to say about Meghan Markle.
Yes.
He's the main person using her for clout.
The question is, y'all, how much do you think he got paid for this 60-minute interview? I bet you it was over six figures.
That's He's the one capitalizing. Stop it. Mm-mm.
Probably paid him in pudding.
All right, y'all, honey, it's time to catch up with Heidi and Frank. So Heidi, darling, I hear, honey, wearing a mask might help me find love.
It might, because Brian Austin Green credits wearing a mask to boosting his bond with his girlfriend, Sharna Burgess. The couple started dating during the pandemic, and there was a recent interview that Brian said, quote, one of the positives that I think has come out of wearing masks, people have reconnected again. I can't tell you how many people I have looked at in the eye and really connected with that I didn't before.
That's because you can't see people's teeth. Not everybody has great teeth, and I think it's the first thing you look at. It might be eyes and teeth, so it's like, looking in the eyes, it's like, okay, I can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Really connecting with somebody.
Yeah, I can really connect right here.
All right.
You know, he has a point, Heidi, because I guess there's a lot of love stories out there that started with people, like, wearing masks. You got Man on the Iron Mask, and you got Romeo and Juliet, who met at a masquerade ball. Now, of course, both those movies didn't end well as far as the love story goes, but he does have a point.
Maybe we should try this.
What?
Maybe it would make us feel a little closer to each other.
Little bond.
Yeah. You want to see if we feel differently about each other?
I got my mask.
Because we see each other. We stare each other every day, but I always, you know, I'm looking at your beard and your teeth and... Okay, how long have I known you?
20-some years.
Did I know that you had two different color eyes?
Did you know that?
Not until right now. You have like a hazel and a green.
Yeah, monochromatic. I got a hazel and a green eye. I'm like an old husky.
This really does force, though.
It really does.
I don't like it. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Summer lovin' is in full swing, y'all. And Angelina Jolie and Alex Rodriguez want that old thing back. So Angelina was spotted with a bottle of expensive wine creeping into a Brooklyn apartment of her first husband, actor Johnny Lee Miller. And you know the streets have been watching, y'all. Because the lurkers say Angelina stayed for about 3 hours and left around 10:30 p.m. right before smashing hours.
Want some of that good old back, okay? The newly single A-Rod participated in a hot and sweaty workout with his ex-wife, Cynthia, and he posted the pictures on the gram, honey. Yes, he did. And they look happy.
They look happy. But this is the deal, y'all, now, honey. Now, there's some freaky deaky stuff, honey, and some shady stuff going on, child. Because, first of all, they say that Angelina, honey, was seen wearing a trench coat in the summer, honey. And you know what happens when you're wearing a trench coat in the summer, baby. And you think A-Rod posted these pictures, honey, because he was salty about seeing J-Lo with Ben? I'm like, this is too much.
That's some good detective work, Gary, because yeah, really you are right. Like, it is not cold enough anywhere to wear a trench coat. Right. And, you know, when you roll up any place wearing a trench coat, you usually ain't wearing nothing.
What do you guys think? Why do you think they're revisiting their exes?
And sometimes that rebound be so strong to where, like, you know, like, you see these other people moving on and you go back to a familiar territory. Like, yeah. When things go south, sometimes you go live with your folks for a couple days and go right. back to that room yeah, that you're just familiar with.
You know
with.
What? If somebody is miserable with who they're with, they can't help but think about if it was a good thing before, you
right,
know?
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. right.
So do you ever think about that, Brad, honey? Your ex, honey, from the
hell
ex
to
the
no. millionaire? Hell no. I'm with the best thing I ever had, and this is forever.
Oh,
trust.
Man. That's
okay.
right. I love that.
No,
I
sir.
Love that.
I think about my ex, but the bastard's still broke.
Oh! Damn, Gary.
See, what? You done leveled up.
The what?
We'll talk about living the word of God. Now, a lobster diver by the name of Michael Packard might be the reincarnated version of Jonah out here in these streets. Ooh. You know, my man from the Bible.
Okay.
Now, he was diving off the coast of Providence, Massachusetts, where he was swallowed
wow.
by a humpback whale
oh,
and
up.
Survived to tell his
shut
story.
Up.
Check this out.
I was diving today, and I jumped over, and I got down to about 45 feet of water, and all of a sudden, I just felt this huge bump, and everything went dark. And then I realized, oh, my God, I'm in a whale's mouth.
Like, what would your reaction be if you saw this go down? Like, I would be like, yo, this isn't happening right now. This isn't, is this really happening?
I feel he's lying, y'all. Think about it, honey. Jonah stayed in the whale mouth for 3 damn days. How you gonna go in one day and get spit out, honey? I don't believe it. He didn't stay in there long enough, honey. Ooh. I just don't believe him. I'm sorry.
Do you realize how nasty you must taste in order for a whale to be like, nah, I'm good, yeah. and spit you out?
Mm. He tasted horrible. He had no seasoning. He had no seasoning, HK.
Ooh.
That's why he spit him right.
He must have released himself soon as he realized where he was. And the whale was like, oh, hell no. Nah.
All right, everyone, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Yes, honey. And Kim Kardashian, baby, is coming through, bitch, with a skim special, honey. And that's our Mary had What a Little Lamb, honey. Now, okay, wow. to promote her summer collection, now, Kim had a $200,000, honey, Lamborghini wrapped in that Skims cozy material that looks like sheep fur. And baby, look at this, honey.
Okay, you guys, my new ride is here. Look, I'm matching the car. It is so cute.
It ain't tricking. If you got it, you can do whatever you want with your money, with your cars, to support your brand. Hello?
That's understood. But do you not think Mary is pissed off, honey? How dare she do that to poor Mary?
Who is Mary? Mary had a little lamb, Gary? Oh, God. You're so stupid.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with the amazing Salma Hayek to talk about her new movie, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation and welcome to the Auberge du Soleil Hotel in Napa Valley, California. I am so excited because I'm about to sit down with Salma Hayek to speak about her new film, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Let's take a look. Salma, mi amor.
Hola, Andrew.
Why aren't you here with me in Napa at Auberge du Soleil?
I don't know why I didn't get the invitation.
Anytime you want to come, you're invited.
Okay, I'll be there.
Now I have to ask you, there's a lot of swearing in this. There's a lot of mother kind of type words. How many mother would you say are said in this film?
I think probably we would be in the hundreds.
I think so.
It's Sam Jackson. What did you expect?
I know, but it must have been fun for you to just have all that freedom to say whatever you wanted.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about you and Sam have this kind of epic kissing scene that we see on film. It is like you guys are all in it to win it for that scene. What was that like?
It was just fun and it was just great. And I feel so safe with these two. They were so generous. at all times. And we know each other, you know, from before, the three of us, in different ways. It just feels like family. It just feels like family. And so I love working with them. They're the ultimate package.
Out of the three of you, who would you say is the most dangerous? Who would you say someone could really trust to protect them? Because I'm going with you because you are so badass in this movie.
Oh, wow. I think we all have our level of danger, but I wouldn't mess with Sam Jackson. I wouldn't mess with Sam. He's very protective. And he's very protective of me, by the way.
Okay, I have to ask you, Salma, how is your pet owl? Where is the owl? I am obsessed with your owl.
Oh, she's outside right now. Too distracting. I'll bring her in later.
Does she sleep in the bed with you?
When my husband is not in town, she does sleep in the bedroom. And she does come and visit me on the bed, you know. She just lands on my leg, on my head, you know. She comes and visits, and then she has other places in the bedroom that she loves. She has her favorite places, and she flies around and goes into the bathroom, goes to the closet. She knows her way around that bedroom.
If there was going to be a mashup of bodyguards, so it would be a tag team wrestling match between Ryan and Sam versus Kevin Costner and Jason Statham, who do you think would win that match and why, Salma?
Of course, Ryan and Sam, because Sam doesn't give a... you know what? At all. I mean, he's fearless. And Ryan is way too clever and way too competitive and way too self-centered to let anyone else win.
Thank you, Salma. I love the film. You are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
When you hear the name JoJo Siwa, you automatically think of hair bows, right?
Oh, and how boy crazy she is.
Ooh, I have some other news. Girl. I have some other news for you.
Boys, boys, boys. Well, bows and boys and boys and bows.
Well, yeah, I think both of those things are not really in her life anymore. And that's exactly why it was so hard for JoJo to tell her mom about her huge life decision. JoJo sat down with Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, and told him that she may not be wearing her bows as anymore. Because it was sort of her thing.
It is
what she was known for.
When you recognize her, she was out and didn't have a bow in her hair.
And she said it was harder to tell her mom, because once she turned 18, she was like, I think I'm done with the bows. And she said it was harder to tell her mom she wasn't going to be wearing her bows anymore than it was for her coming out as a lesbian.
Was there something you had to reveal to your mom that really shocked her besides you coming out as, you know, a lesbian?
No, I think that's my big bomb right there. It's all out. I can't think of anything else I could. I mean, I did tell her no one else came to the wedding. We just did it on the beach, just the two of us, but that wasn't true.
So you actually had a wedding with guests and you didn't invite your own mother?
Correct.
Yeah, that would devastate her.
So let's not tell her.
Hi, Barb.
No. I was just kidding.
You can come to my next wedding, Barb.
Hey, I thought you said you're never getting married again.
Well, I'll just do it. I'll just do it for you, Barb, because I love you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.